Brought to you by Make Fun Network.
Welcome to the top 5 of death, where listeners vote and everyone dies. Listen and die.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Top 5 of Death. I am Charles, definitely not Matt, because, well, we have news on that, but I am Charles. I am here with, well, not Sam either. I'm here with Will, and we are a couple days late, and we have that for tragic reasons, but it is October 9th, which means this is one few times I can say this word out loud, which is, it is officially Spookfest season. For the Top 5 of Death on the Make Fun Network. Will, this is your second time being in Spookfest. How does it feel? I know you're a big fan of the Halloween.
I love Halloween. I think that spookiness is fun, and it should be done in moderation amongst people that you love. I don't claim that destination haunting is a good thing. I would also like to just address one small fact. Is that during Spookfest, Matt invited me to his house for a party, and I was like, yeah, I'll be there via Facebook. And then day of, I was like, nah, I didn't go. I ghosted him. So fuck you, Matt. I really feel bad about it, but honestly, I had a lot going on. And your party, I ignored. So I am sorry for that.
Did he throw a Halloween party at the beginning of October? Which,
yeah, was,
by the way,
October 6th. It was well in advance. It was well planned out.
He did not invite me or Sam. Granted, yes, we are out of the States, but come on. He could have sent it.
No, I get what you're saying, but it was for like close friends and good people. Mm.
Sure. Yeah, I see where I stand. So. I've only been listening to this show for 11 years now.
just being collecting those participation trophies. That doesn't get you an invite.
Oh, well, I try real hard.
I get the invite, and then I throw the participation trophy through his front window and park in front of his neighbor's house on the right side, which I know he hates so much. But fuck you.
Is Matt one of those people who, like, you have to park a certain way on the street? Like, he's a curmudgeon about his neighborhood?
He hasn't been able to corral his right-side neighbor into understanding how parking law works, where you're allowed to park on the street. Anybody can. It's not your property. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, all of his parties very much in force. Don't mess with my neighbor because I'm scared that he might come get me. So, is this all about being scared? And I understand that, Matt. So, that leads us to our little introduction this month to Spookfest episode number 1, which, you know, gladly I'm here with Charles, who is ready to bring the heat.
Oh, as you know, I bring so much charisma and heat to these episodes. I'm definitely not the background laugher in most of this. But yeah, it is, we are a couple days late. We don't have two of our hosts, tragically, because I don't know if you're tracking the storms that's been happening in the South. We have lost one Samuel Haddix to, the current hurricane that's blowing through Florida as he was relocating from, where were they last? Colorado. They were heading back down into Florida. He had to make his, like, every couple months you have to go down to the villages and re-up your membership to be part of the group orgies. So, you know, in the middle of filming The Greatest Adventure, they had to go down there and do that. Sadly, their RV was blown away in the current Hurricane Milton that's happening right now. So Sam will be greatly missed, and we won't see him anymore. Terrible.
Yeah,
terrible.
It's really unfortunate. You know, this show's all about, you know, creating fake and, you know, creative writing deaths But Sam is dead. And I think it's based on his own decisions. So you don't need to send flowers. There's no remorse to be had. I just hope that the dogs got out of the trailer before he did.
Yeah. Last I heard it was just Sam. So
it was that's just Sam that's alive?
No, it's just Sam that died. Everybody else is perfectly fine.
Oh.
Yes.
So yeah. All right. Routine traffic stop.
Yeah.
Good.
So he's the one who had to go down there to Florida. Everyone else is perfectly fine, but it's his membership to the village's group orgy that has to be re-upped. So,
yeah, and he gave a lot to the group orgy scene there. Mm-hmm. So
he's very right. Sam, Junie, famously Kaylee, flexible.
Come on, Junie, Kaylee, Doug, you got to step it up. Oh, Charles, you're on that team too. So
I am on fluff this team him up. As well, yes, yeah,
fluff him up,
fluff him up. I think it's a whole different type of show we're filming.
Well, you want to make money.
And then, yeah, RIP to the Haddocks family line. But, and then also, we did lose the longtime host of this show who invented Spookfest. Sadly, he just, you know, he has a lot of other obligations and he couldn't. He has been hosting this show for 11 years, I think. And he couldn't grow this show anymore. And he was tired of disappointing his fans, and he wanted to grow the Discord, but he doesn't participate. He wanted to grow the YouTube, but he doesn't participate. So he just decided to end it all and leave it to us.
A bold move, Cotton.
Yeah.
You know, honestly, most of the time he leaves it all to us anyway. And the reason that the podcast has been so good for the last year and a half is because of people like Charles and I. So we're very happy to bring you a brand new episode full of smooth and calculated content based on last minute notice.
Definitely not from changing our topic three times. yes. And yes, so if you're a person who doesn't want to hear about the politics, guess what? We don't care either.
I just want to say that, did you hear about that one news? Did you hear that Kamala Harris ate a certain type of shrimp and that Donald Trump is kind of fat and out of shape? Do you want to talk about that for another 30 minutes?
That's fascinating. I really do care about them and what an 80-year-old man's body
looks
like.
Should we do that? You want to get into that?
Yeah, there's a whole conspiracy cabal behind this. It's big shrimp, baby.
It's garbage. We're fucked. We're fucked, ladies and gentlemen. And if you're waiting for Matt to tell you you're not, well, Kevin, go to bed. That's a little direct. No, but we got a good one put together here. We're trying to get Spookfest kicked off, right?
Spookfest?
And, I came up with some personal stuff in the last minute change here.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know about your list, but we're going to see.
No, my list is definitely not personal. It's just like, so our topic this week, if you apparently don't read the headline for whatever podcast device you're listening onto, or if you're listening and watching on the YouTube channel, if you go to youtube.com/@top5ofdeath, you can go on there and watch us move around and listen to us. Sometimes it comes out the same time as the audio podcast. Sometimes it's a day later. But if you haven't yet, subscribe, like, comment, do everything you need to do on YouTube. But we are on YouTube, just to let you know. But yes, where did I leave off? I don't know. We're doing top five figures you associate with Halloween. So this is kind of a thing I thought about on a run because, you know, if you know me already, I run all the time. So, yeah, it's a very exciting hobby. But
this guy's haunted.
Yep, haunted by my own hobbies. this is something I thought of just because it's one of the things on my list triggered it. There are certain people, bands, things out there that you go like, this reminds me of Halloween for some reason. Or for some reason, when October comes around, you just start absorbing that type of content. So, but yeah, I can go ahead and kick it off if you want me to. Throw up my first one.
I think you're rolling.
Yeah. My number five is, I guess it's a personal one, if you want to call it that. My number five is George A. Romero. Do you know who this is?
Wait, did you just pronounce Jorge as George A?
George A, middle name A.
Okay.
Middle initial.
I'm just looking out. I'm looking out for our Latino members that he's not mispronouncing. All right. Go on.
Hey, I practice Duolingo every day. It's over 400 days. Yeah. Can I speak it fluently? Not at all. Can I read it and write it? Yes, I can. But Mr. George A. Romero, you have no idea who this is, do you?
I do, but just go.
Oh, come on. Yeah, I'm a film connoisseur. George A. Romero is the person who created Night of the Living Dead, Day of the Dead, Dawn of the Dead, Land of the Dead. The man mastered the zombie movie, and I'm gonna pull a little hipster move here. I was into this before the fucking Walking Dead made it the most popular and hated thing on earth. Ooh, I loved it first. So
that's good. It's good club.
Yeah. Yeah, I love this man's work and the fucking dedication he put to just of the dead thing over and over again. Sure, those first movies, visually not great. There's, I think it's Dawn of the Dead, the first Dawn of the Dead. There's a scene where they go and shoot one of the people who just got bit by a zombie, and they shoot their head off with a shotgun. So they have like the first shot where they're like, oh no, they cut back to the shotgun going off and they cut away. And if you pause it right at the cutaway, it's literally a person's pinata head. So it's just like a pinata and then like lips drawn on it and some eyes. It's, you see it for like one frame and then it blows up. But, yeah, this man laid the groundwork for like just zombie movies, popular media in general. He set up the rules of the world where, you know, you have to kill the brain or decapitate the head to kill a zombie. He set that world up. I had a whole time of my life where I was really into zombies, and like I said, The Walking Dead ruined it. But yeah.
I mean, The Walking Dead was such a big show, but for, I don't know.
It's still going on.
For me, I was just like never into like, oh, zombies. Yeah, that could happen. It won't. It won't ever.
Yeah.
Zombies will never happen.
We'd be closer to a virus zombie than rising from the dead.
It has to be.
Yeah.
And that was the basis for the COVID test. So we're going to dive into our political topics here for the next 45 minutes about the COVID base and how zombie vaccinations. No, we're not doing that. This is just a cute little fun, real episode of the Top Five of Death with me and Charles. Yeah. And I think that's a fantastic number five.
No. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Will, what's your number five?
You know, it's not good. I'm the guy who's going to make my list no matter what I think. And this is going to create a lot of enemies right away. And my number five is that weird guy with the long pinstripe leg outfit.
What?
You know that guy from The Nightmare Before Christmas?
Oh, Jack Skellington?
Jack Skellington. Yeah. 1993. Who cares? Did you not? Fuck him.
Did you?
He looked like he was a fucking member off the third string New York Yankees up until fucking 2004. I had no business with him. I think that the whole thing, oh, it's claymation here. What, didn't they have that? Or was it stop motion? Was it all stop motion? Charles, tell me. Was it all stop motion? Was there claymation involved?
There is one live action non-stop motion scene in that movie, and I know this because of the creator of the show, may he rest in peace. It's the ladle scene where she has like
Rest in peace, who?
Rest in peace, Matthew Bistany. Don't Google him.
Methuen.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the ladle scene where she pulls up the soup and it like drains through the spoon. That's the only live action scene in that movie. Everything else is stop motion. But
I find that very interesting because the movie as a whole was largely boring and not that creative.
Oof.
So every time I met people who loved it, I had to sit through it. I just want to say that that's what makes me think about Halloween is fucking all you assholes who think that the Nightmare Before Christmas is a good movie. It's not. Halloween. That's a good song. And I don't give you anything else.
Yeah. Jack Skellington would have been on in my honorable mentions, but that's because I have a direct like memory to someone who went out dressed as Jack Skellington. So I went out dressed as Beetlejuice. I had the full fucking face makeup, the suit, the wig, like hair that was attached to me and everything. Like I went the fucking nines with this. I shaved my beard. Like I went full on for it. And then this other guy shows up and just like
for a guy like me, claiming that you shaved your beard. Man, I could do that every week.
If you go to youtube.com/@topfiveofdeath, you can see what this beard is like. I keep up with this with lotions and everything. I shaved my beard. Paul Mitchell. then the other guy we were with comes out in just a basic ass, like, went to Walmart Jack Skellington costume, just kind of painted his face white and drew a little line on it. People fucking loved this costume. It acted like it was the best thing they've ever seen. Like, oh my God, look at this Jack Skellington costume. These fucking people. This is why I hate New York City. This is what the 2 years I lived there. That's it. That's all I got. Is it moving on? We can move on. But I do associate
it like me, like calling Jack Skellington a New York Yankee. You know, I hate him for that. Right? Because it was too trendy. Fuck all the trendiness.
He's new metal.
We're haters. I'm a hater. Don't get me wrong. I'm a hater.
Jack Skellington's new metal is definitely
Jack Skellington's new metal.
New metal.
Kind of
2000s new metal.
I think. I don't know.
Yeah.
So where are we at? Back to me and number four?
It's my number four. No, it's my number four. Speaking of new metal, my number four is Rob Zombie. Because this
reminds
man is,
you of Halloween?
His whole life is horror aspect. That's all he wants to be.
You know, I've been to his mother's house.
Really? Oh, that's right. He's from
no lie.
Massachusetts? Or you met him?
Mm-hmm.
Did you meet Mrs. Zombie? I don't know.
I didn't know. I didn't meet him. I went to his mother's house because I was friends with somebody who lived next door.
Yeah.
And then she was like, oh, do you want to go meet Mrs. Zombie? I don't know what she said. She said, and we went over there and she was very nice. And I was like, oh, I love your, you know, I love his stuff. I mean, cool. Rob Zombie was cool at the time, you know. Dance with the witches and bear, and that's a cool song, you know.
Yeah,
but I was happy to be there and met his mom, and she gave me an autograph, which I have somewhere buried.
Rob Zombie's mom Zombie,
Mom Zombie. Do you know his brother too? Who's also
he's in Power Man 5000.
Yes.
I saw Power Man 5000. I went and saw them live because they were playing the shitty, like really small metal club in our area while Rob Zombie was in 930 Club because I couldn't get tickets to see Rob Zombie. So I went and saw his brother. But that being said, Power Man 5000 at the time was not bad. their first like two albums, their spacey albums, are fun. But after
what
that,
what was their big one? Come on, I can't get it.
Right. Worlds Collide. It's Worlds Collide. 5, yeah.
Yeah. Good. Good. Oh, good yeah. song. Why like, not?
Yeah. That whole bit, Spider One. What a fucking name.
Wow. So Haverhill, my hometown, all over the map already tonight.
But yeah, Rob Zombie, his whole aesthetic, he makes horror movies. He made a Halloween franchise, two movies. I don't even think it was that bad, to be honest. But I thought it was a nice, fresh take on Michael Myers. But like all his other stuff, House of a Thousand Corpses, Devil's Reject, I didn't see the third one of that string, and I can't remember what it is. But like he puts out not great movies, but fine, like grindhouse pictures. Like
I'll throw a little experience in here. So I don't know if it was House of a Thousand Corpses, but it was the one movie that Rob Zombie did that at one point resulted in a gun to the side of the head of one of the victims. And they like made it very slow. They, you know, dramatized it. And I watched that with one of my cousins whose brother recently got killed in the same fashion.
Oh.
And it was quite the experience for me to sit there and go like, should I go get some McDonald's or it was very strange. But yeah, Rob Zombie was very good at touching on those emotions.
Yeah.
He was very good at that with his movies and the way they attacked it and the storylines.
Yeah.
So it's on me, my number four.
Now. Yeah, you're number four.
All right. This movie resulted in the guy that I'm calling creepy. He had 17 minutes of screen time in.
Oh, I already got it.
Yeah.
Is it Beetlejuice?
You saw it. Yes, it's Beetlejuice.
It's Beetlejuice.
The original Beetlejuice movie, and this surprised the fuck out of me. And I'm glad that you saw it, Charles.
Yeah.
It was astounding to know that we all remember Beetlejuice as one of the best, like, off-center horror movies. You know, it wasn't meant to scare you, but it was just good paranormal stuff. But only 17 minutes of that movie involved Beetlejuice?
Mm-hmm. He doesn't show up till, like, what, the last 30 minutes is really when he's, like, featured in this thing?
Yep.
And that warranted a sequel.
And in the sequel, apparently, they also, if you haven't seen the movie.
I haven't.
Not quite a spoiler, but if you haven't seen the movie, they also limited him to a similar amount of time in the movie. It was more about the family and, you know, the goings on outside of him. So that, I think, was so cool for them to, you know, set that limit, making an iconic movie based on less than 17 minutes of screen time.
Yeah. I think it comes off of...
We're talking about Beetlejuice, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Don't say it. Don't you dare.
What?
Beetlejuice. No, okay. Already.
Now we're two.
Don't.
Okay. I'm just saying they had their own cartoon, you know. What was the cartoon called? I don't know. Could be Beetlejuice. Who knows? But I think that, like, that throwing that cartoon on also, like, warped our generation's mind that, like, he was around for the whole movie. And he's not. But also,
yeah.
If you want to watch Beetlejuice, you can find it on, you know, Pirate Bay right now. It's definitely not what I'm downloading right now.
And the character we're talking about, the actor's name is Michael Keaton.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Just want to keep everybody on top of the table.
What?
Michael Keaton. Shitbag.
He's an all right actor. Let's be real. He's an all right actor. It's fine.
But moving on.
To my number three. My number three is, again, rest in peace, rest in power. My number three is a Mr. Matthew Bistany. Rest in power. I hope you, hope you're looking down, up from us. I don't know, whichever affiliation we feel like he would go to. But if you listen to this show long enough, all he fucking talked about for like 6-7 years was that he did these haunts. And I was too broke to come up to the area to go to one, and now he doesn't work in it. And of course, the one time I came up there was the year after he quit. So I was like, great. I can only hear the stories about what he likes about Halloween, like what he did. So
didn't he say this year he was going to do a new haunt?
That's what we heard in our text thread.
In our personal. Yeah.
Yeah. He didn't give us details. So I don't know if he is.
Because he can't.
He can't tell us, or he can't do it?
Because he can't fucking deliver.
Oh, jeez. Controversial. He's not here to defend himself, and he never will be.
No.
Rest in power. But yeah, I mean, do we have to talk long about it? Will, did you ever go to any of his haunts that he put up?
I don't know if I went to anyone that was his, but I think they're all fucking stupid.
Oh, come on. You only go to haunted houses?
Walking into a fucking barn where there's like trip hazards, and then they're like, oh, scared you. You thought you were going to fall. No.
You don't want to live a little? You don't want to feel alive again?
Look, you know, I really would. And I would love to go to a real event, a real place like with you and with Matt that does them the right way and not just like a one-off, you know, OSHA violation. That's my thing. It's just, I don't want to fucking die falling into a hole because, oh, this is super scary. You got to remember, I'm actually today, this day, you know, fuck whatever this episode gets released, but October 9th, today, I was driving home from New Jersey and I had to stop by another job project. And this was a project where I threw away in multiple dumpsters an entire haunted house program. I threw it all away. Mm-hmm. And I'm not kidding you. I was actually, because I knew Matt and I knew how haunted house people are fucking crazy. I was kind of nervous about the condition of holding these things for disposal. But at the end of the day, it just turned out like, nah, haunted house people are just fucking lazy and they don't give a shit. If you really want to make fucking monetary things happen, well, you can't find them. And that includes Matt. Matt's not interested in that. Fuck him.
Damn.
I got all the opportunities. I got opportunities. I got venues. Let me know what you want to do, Matt. Or just stay silent.
Damn. Okay. Uh, Oh,
like it's on. Still like my number three, on. Though, right? It's still my number yeah. three, I think. Mm-hmm. All right, my number three is going to be Simon from the movie Session 9. He was the guy, he was one of the three mental, what do you call it?
Asylum.
Personalities. That's what I meant. One of the three personalities from the movie Session 9 was Simon. This is a place that I've actually been to personally. I was able to sneak into the place with paying off the security guard. And damn. I have people who can vouch for me on this. And we had a good time. We walked through all this crazy place and just for fun. It was just a nice night out with a little bit of drinking and smoking weed.
Yeah.
But Session 9, the mental hospital that the movie is focused on, I have toured extensively.
Because not even around anymore, right? They pushed Danvers.
Nope, it's all condos now. It's all condos now. But wait till my next pick and see how things don't go so well.
Yeah. I remember watching Session 9. I don't remember anything about Simon because I watched that movie once. But I was interested in it because y'all had Danvers up here. Down here, we have a place called Glendale Hospital, which same thing. Abandoned hospital that's just been sitting out and open for years. And they can't push it over because it's full of asbestos and was a tuberculosis hospital. So they can't just push that bitch over and get rid of it. But they don't actively try and get rid of it. So it's just sitting there. But yeah.
Let me know if you want access.
Oh, I've been in there many times. I don't need to get back in there anymore.
No, I mean, like, so that you don't inhale terrible things.
Oh, I've already done that. I can help you with that. It's too late. It's too late now.
But yeah, you know, Simon from Session 9. I don't like, he was a bad guy. It's not a bad building. I've been there.
I was going to say, I don't even know who Simon was in that movie. Like, it's just what is it? Just a voice?
No, he was the biggest piece of shit. Anyway.
Oh. Okay.
Number two?
My number two. This is actually one of the things that, like, sparked the thing about, like, the idea of this episode topic. My number two is The Misfits. Did you listen to The Misfits? The band?
Yeah, kinda.
Yeah.
This is your pick for.
This is my number two. People every time around.
Want you?
No. Figures that top five figures you associate with Halloween?
Oh, all right. I guess I see that. Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's what I get. Like every time, like late September, October, and like beginning of October rolls around for some reason, that fall crisp air comes in, and I'm like, ooh, I want to listen to some Misfits for some reason. And I feel like our two hosts were no longer with us. They'd probably talk about this. We know Matt was a big fan of the Misfits. He could probably talk a long time about it. But I feel like these guys embody, like, especially early on, they have the look, the makeup look, not the elaborate costumes, but, you know, like the lifted heels and the devil lock hair. Like, they have the look for it. And they have a fucking song called Halloween. But
this is Halloween.
That's a different thing. It's not that. That's not that. But they also have care. Like,
I'm going to just say shit.
They also have like Horror Business, Night of the Living Dead, Skulls, Astro Zombies, Death Comes Ripping, Green Hell. Like it's funny, you read all these and you're like, oh, this band's going to be heavy as fuck. They don't sound heavy as fuck. That's for damn sure. But because they're basically, they're a punk band, technically. But yeah, I'm like a closeted Misfits fan. I'm not going to walk around with like a t-shirt that says the Misfits. But I'm into them. And every time it's around this time of the year, I like slapping on the Misfits collection and just bopping around. So.
Well, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
It's tough to be a Limp Bizkit fan and live at your age and try to explain it. Because what the fuck are you doing, man? Come on. Spooky music. Let's go.
Yeah.
I would love to. My whole list could be Sugar Ray.
What the fuck are you talking about? Oh, my God.
All right. I'll give you a break on that one.
You're number two.
My number two is the guy in the neighborhood that provides the awesome trick-or-treats.
Yeah.
I was lucky. I had a good guy in my neighborhood that provided full-size candy bars, for one. There was one of those. And then there was also another guy who allowed us. He made it seem like we could use his bases meaning like baseball bases, in the street for our recreational games. And he passed that out by giving out water balloon yo-yos.
What?
They took the time. They took the time. These people, I hated them. I'm like, this guy's a piece of shit. He won't let us use the bases. He's got little pieces of fucking plastic. Why can't we use them on the street? Whatever. Come Halloween time, him and his wife, probably his wife only, they handed out full-size candy bars. And if it wasn't a full-size candy bar, it was like water-filled balloon yo-yos. Like, I don't know how to explain it.
Is that the trick or like, the treat, like, idea?
It was just like it was a water balloon that you could do this, and you bounce it, and it was fun. And it was like, they've been pieces of shit all year, but they are providing nothing but positive benefits. I had a real hurting out with them. We did respect the water balloon yo-yos that they put out, which was very nice. I took that into consideration myself. I was always, and I did this, gave out full-size candy bars for Halloween years ago when I had the opportunity to do so. This motherfucker and his stupid Dalmatian. He had a Dalmatian. You know what? Dalmatians fucking suck. We need to stop raising and recreating Dalmatians.
They make a great Disney movie.
Let's talk
movie,
about this. Sam, Kaylee, Dalmatians aren't it. You know this. It's like mixing pugs, French pugs, into certain statures. No. Dalmatians, they can't hear. They're commonly deaf. I don't like it.
So your number two is Dalmatians.
I don't like the neighbor with the awesome treats that have terrible dogs and don't treat them right.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't have the people with the good food in our area. We always had, I knew which houses didn't give out even moderately good stuff. That's for damn sure. Those houses I skipped after a while. But yeah, we did not have full-size candy bar people in our area. Never. Yeah. We did have one house, though. If you got there early enough, they would just give you the whole fucking bowl and be like, all right, cool, shut the light off, and they're done for the day.
Yeah. So those people are different. Mm-hmm. But no. Man, I tried to do it. I tried to do it right.
Yep.
At the end of the day, just give them all the fucking treats.
Yeah, fuck we, those people. So we don't even give out, like, I live in a condo community. We don't have a trick-or-treating thing here. So we actually go up the street to my friend's house and we hand out candy for Halloween there. So we like pull the fire pit into the driveway and we have a whole bunch of selection of like candy bars. But we do full size candy bars when we hand out stuff now. Because we want to be that.
Back in my day, it was 3 full size candy bars were 99 cents. Double day. Come on. You know that.
Yeah, we just go to Costco and pick it all up there by bulk. But all right.
Well, I'm sorry to go off. I get a little bit local sometimes.
Yeah. This goes right up to my number one. We're already here. This is what it's like when you only have 2 people to host. We can blow right through the lists. Don't have to talk about anything. Do we have any plugs in the middle? Sure. Subscribe to whatever platform you're on. Give us rates and reviews. Did you know on Spotify you can now comment on the episode as it's going? You can leave comments on Spotify. Fucking do it. Again, go to youtube.com/@top5ofdeathpodcast. Find us on there as we release these episodes. Subscribe, like, comment so we can get everything going. Number ones. My number one is a bizarre one because probably most people don't know this. Top 5 figures I associate with Halloween. Heidi Klum. You know Heidi Klum, right?
Heidi Klum.
Klum? You know, former supermodel, by host on America's Got Talent.
I know that she exists. Oh, yeah. Yes. America's Got Talent. I got her.
Yeah. Well, also, did you know Dummy. She probably has some of the best Halloween costumes out there? And she puts on, apparently, a gigantic Halloween party every year.
No.
Yeah. But her Halloween costumes are top-notch, because, was it last year she went as a worm, I think? 2022, she dressed up as a worm. And it's an incredible production, because she looks like it. You only see just the smallest amount of her face in it. But every year she does a gigantic, elaborate costume, great big party. Yeah, this is one of those things also that would work great for a visual podcast, but I don't have a screen share platform to put this up. So you have to look it up. You have to look it up yourself. But also, I mean, like, go Google Heidi Klum. I mean, what are you doing? What are you doing? But yeah, she's been doing this for over, since back in the 2000s. Yeah, 2000, apparently. So, but yeah, that's my number one. Not a weird one. Don't have to talk much about it because, you know, it's whatever. You have to look it up yourself. I'm letting you do the work.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Well, let me get into my number one. My number
go
one
for it.
Fucking figure that I associate with Halloween.
Yes. Yeah.
My dad.
Your dad.
My dad. He is recently. So my dad's had a bad year this year. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to get into it too much, but he's been basically not at home all year. Mm-hmm. But he was a very Halloween fucking system performer. And I wanted to make sure that I incorporated some of the things he did here. Mm-hmm. When I was a kid, he had to do some work in the front yard, digging a very big hole in the front yard. A hole that he decided to dig to graveyard specifications.
Oh,
just
okay.
By throwing in a little extra effort, you know what I mean? So he dug out 2 grave sites, even though it was just for, you know, gas line identification. He dug out these 2 big holes, put up graphic tape around the whole thing, you know, crime scene, he was a fireman, so he got access to actual real crime scene tape.
Yeah.
Which was so cool. And he also had on the porch for the kids. We lived in a very above average, I would say, community at the time. Mm-hmm. And on the porch, we had a big spooky, you know, the spiderware, cobwebs and all that, and the lights and the different lights. And you got to remember, this was 1998, something like that. He also went and installed different pulleys so that he could, when people came to the door and rang the doorbell, he could lower the hammer and a spider would fall from above onto that child.
Yeah. And
he was sitting there in the living room doing this from inside. So beautiful.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It was really a beautiful thing. And
that's awesome.
God bless my dad. He's fighting. He's doing good. He's trying to get ready to come home.
Yeah.
This month. So.
Damn. Did he do those often? Like every year he would do another setup of stuff?
He built on it all the time.
That's awesome.
It was unfortunate that I was too young to understand, you know, or else it would have been so much more creative.
Yeah.
But he fucked it up. Kids would walk away and not come back.
Well, they leave that stuff leaves a distinct, especially as a kid, it leaves a distinct memory in your head of oh shit, I remember this one time for Halloween. Cause a bad thing can happen unless it visibly scars you for the rest of your life or emotionally scars you for the rest of your life. But I remember my best friend, his mom, when we went out trick-or-treating, his mom dressed up as a witch, and it was so convincing. She just sat in the chair. She didn't tell him this. She just sat in the chair and just slowly rocked back and forth, did not move her face, perfectly still. But the minute you got right past with her, she would jump scare you. And it was it was
just you have perfect. To just hate your grandparents. I agree.
Man, but it was such a, I remember that vividly of what it was like. But that, and there, we had someone close, in the next neighborhood over, who had, was one of those people who would set up big displays in their yard. Unlike the ones here now.
It's so fun. I miss doing it. I love doing that, but I just haven't. Well,
the thing now is just go buy a bunch of skeletons, set them up doing things.
Oh no, I have a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
I just don't have time to do it.
But, I can't wait till I can buy a 12-foot skeleton so I can dress it up for each holiday, each month. Just have them hanging out all the time. I can't wait. Then Halloween,
keep waiting.
Just go full up. Not yet.
Hopefully. How much do they cost?
$700.
The skeletons.
12-foot skeleton, $700.
I might actually
not even $700.
I might actually be able to do that for you.
But
profitable.
Yeah. Profitable. But
no, really.
Yeah.
But I have 3D printers.
That's true. But
that I use and they work and I make money off them.
Yeah. If you go to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/at top five of death, you can see the Mario printed in the background of Will's shot that he 3D printed.
You can't.
But yeah, that'll
But that Mario statue, it also has the Celtics championship hat on the top.
Basketball. No one knows about that. That's right. That happened earlier this year. I don't know. I don't follow sports, man. I don't have the time.
Hey,
I gotta watch wrestling.
And little Bow Wow. We'll talk later.
But that'll do our list for this episode. And we do have one fun bud list we have to read. And that is Mr. Dingus Cunnilingus Adams. Number five, my handcrafted 1/4 scale, fully articulate and anatomically correct figure of Jason Voorhees running butt-ass naked through a diorama of Crystal Lake. Number four, my handcrafted 1/4 scale, fully articulate and anatomically correct figure of Matt Bistany running with his Hank Hill ass and walnut balls on full display away from a new Jason Voorhees in a diorama of Camp Crystal Lake. Three, Jules Blue. Her goth aesthetic is perfect for my Halloween-themed jerk-off sessions. Two, my father, Dr. My father, Dr. Hot Dong, Dr. Hot Dong Adams, because he used to love Halloween. I remember he would always insist we eat all the candy we got in one night, and then me and my siblings would pass out into sugar comas while he railed my mom for a good 6 to 8 hours. And number one, Jerry Teriyaki, the ghost of my wife's ex-husband that lives in her vagina because that's where he died of a heart attack. Also, around this time of year, my wife's puss starts smelling like teriyaki sauce. Not like Jerry Teriyaki's sauce, but honest to God, teriyaki chicken. And that's the only, that's the list from our Dingus Cunnilingus Adams. Oh, at the buzzer. We also had Gray.
All right, we'll allow it. We'll allow it.
At the buzzer, Gray coming in at number five. He has Elvira. Number four, Smashing Pumpkins. I don't know if, I'm assuming he's talking about the band. Sam would have loved it, RIP. Number three, my best friend whose birthday is on Halloween. Number two, The Simpsons for Treehouse of Horrors. And number one, the big old house across the road from my parents' house. They would go all out with decorations. That's our fun butt lists. Folks, this has been the first episode of Spookfest. We are hoping to come out with another episode next week. Maybe just the two of us. Maybe we'll summon two ghosts for us to tag along.
No.
But no? But
no. No, 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 no.
No, no, no. Okay. Until next time.
We're gonna have Matt or Sam.
Matt or Sam.
Maybe not. Now, maybe not maybe both. Not
both? One or the other? Depends on how the ritual goes. But anyways, smell you later.